The normal way, normal to live life, to get things done, is like this. Examine the present, consider the past, and project to the future. Say that again. Examine the present, study the past, and project to the future. So whether you're an accountant, an employer reading an application, a CV, a sports fan, business analyst, doctor, scientist, weather forecaster, this is normal. Unless you live in a Muslim country, it doesn't work that way. But every now and then, something significant comes that really changes everything. All those tools of analysis and planning just get messed up. Anything could happen. There's a game changer, as we might call it. There is a first. Something comes into the situation which changes everything. Consider, someone masters fire. It happened. Someone invents the wheel. Someone makes iron. There's suddenly a big but. Oh yes, that was true, but now, reconsider. Fast forward, and these developments launch a new age of technology, or a new ways of doing things, new culture. And these moments have been coming thick and fast in history through the last few centuries. 1945, August, an atomic bomb is dropped and detonated. It changes everything. Can't have old-fashioned wars anymore. All that calculus is gone. 1957, many of you were around then. Satellite is launched. We're in the space age. The 1990s, remember it well, the digital age. Everything changes. It's instant. There's more to come. So as these processes accelerate through history, from about the mid-19th century, people got curious as to what the future might be like, and there was born science fiction. Maybe we could imagine game changers, things that change everything. I grew up watching Star Trek people walking around these little tablets. I've got the schematics here for all very sophisticated, but it's normal now. We're wandering around with little devices connected. All the information we want is available. Things have changed. The present builds on the past, and the future comes out of the present until something happens. That's normal. But God doesn't work that way. God, who knows the beginning from the end. Welcome, friends. Happy Easter. God works out of nothing. How's that for a starting point? And does not need to evolve from what is. God holds past, present, and future together. Doesn't operate from this present, past, and into the future way of thinking. In raising Jesus from the dead, God brought a feature of the future into the present. Only God could do that. He brought the future into the present. In the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God worked in reverse to the way that we are so used to thinking and operating. He brought a feature of the age to come, a time in the future, for humanity and creation into the now. Now, science fiction plays around with us all the time. Time travel that sort of thing. But the gospel is about that. It's about God bringing the future into the present. In the resurrection of Jesus, God's future for humanity and creation became a now in the person of Jesus Christ. This is our foundation for hope. Tasting the future in the present. It's amazing and so different. We're not primed for this. This doesn't work in the laboratory. This is not replicable. This is completely different. Scientists talk about, or sometimes scholarly scientists talk about, something that's sui genre, just a once-er. And a lot of interest is in the very, very, very beginning. Those microseconds where the laws of physics don't apply, they don't work. Whatever was happening in the very beginning was a once-er beyond any frame of understanding. The resurrection is like that. In the risen Jesus, this risen Christ, the future now in human mode, invites us to join him in that mode of living. There's an invitation. Come and receive. Come and take part in this life that I have, future now. It's the future that matters and that can shape the present more than the past. If we join him, embracing his suffering and his rising as he invites, we come to know something of that power that worked through him as the future manifested in the present. That's the Christian life. In essence, joining him and living his life. That's what's acted out and entered into in baptism. Something of the future. And we are born into it. So, this is what took hold of Jesus' first disciples. Stepping now into history, that group of frightened, bewildered followers went on to become something that the Romans would describe as they're turning the world upside down. The Romans recognized the very kind of revolutionary, changing, off-the-map dynamic that was at work here. They wouldn't have ascribed it to the future in the present, but it changed everything. They didn't like it. They spent 3 centuries trying to put it down, by which time apparently historians tell us there were about 20 million Christians in the Roman world, and that's too big a constituency to ignore. When you take hold of something that's ahead and live in it now, it changes the present. It changes the present. Those first disciples had sampled in the risen Jesus a life that they wanted to live and chose to live. When everyone else is counting chickens or comparing the price of fish and looking backwards, we're not like that. That's not our calling. Our calling is to look primarily ahead. and to be inspired and drawn and shaped by that. That infects us with hope. So the future of God's restoration is for a new humanity, a new heaven, a new earth. It takes no convincing to realize that what we have can't be the way it's meant to be. It's not right. It's not acceptable. Creation groans. We groan. The Spirit groans for a transformation into what we are meant to be, a right way of being. And it's powered by the resurrection. The future is evil being roundly defeated and every tear being wiped away. This is what the resurrection manifested to those first disciples and to anyone who meets the risen Christ. So, to conclude, don't want a long sermon on Easter Sunday, do we? Past and present are poor indicators of the future when major change comes. Game changers mess that up. Past and present are even worse indicators of God's future. It's not how he works. In the resurrection of Jesus, God reveals where his story, history, is going. The Omega. It is a vision full of hope that brings peace and joy. Even in the face of what is and can be so ugly and bad and in contrast to all the raucous, weird and wonderful claims I hear, and that sometimes includes the state of the church, friends, we're not in good shape. The future is Jesus. The future is Christ. The future is resurrection. How do we know? Because of what happened in Jesus 2,000 years ago. The Lord is risen.